You're listening to 2SCR, and this is Friday Daily with Eleanor Godley. That's me. Now, when it comes to the most maligned introduced species in New South Wales or Australia or the world, you could be hard-pressed to find one more hater than the black rat. Well, it turns out it's not just humans that aren't fans. Landmark footage has been released in a University of Sydney study showing a native water rat attacking a black rat. Here to discuss his rat turf war and its implications is study co-author and rat expert, Professor Peter Banks. How are you, Peter?
G'day, Eleanor. Well, thanks.
That's good. What made you want to study rats for a start?
It was a third year field trip at Sydney Uni, setting traps. And, you know, going along and checking them. These are live capture animals, catching the animals, getting them out, letting them go and then catching them again. I just thought that was great. And I kind of fell in love with them there. And then ever since, I've been studying them for a few years now. And you're totally right. The poor old black rat is very much maligned, not just in Australia, but globally. Yep.
Yeah. Well, is it the black rat that started the plague or has...
Look, that's actually contentious as well, but it's got the reputation for it. Yeah, I mean, that's right. The black rat was very common and abundant during that particular plague outbreak in the Middle Ages. And people made that connection in the third plague event that happened in Asia, and that's actually when it got to Australia. So the black rat had been centred, but other people suggested, maybe it was gerbils or whatever, but really the fleas jump on anything and the plague affects a whole bunch of things. So it was probably just a bunch of rodents, and the black rat was definitely abundant around at that time, so it got the finger pointed at it.
Yeah, he got the rat. Look, I don't think many people have heard about a native water rat. How different are they to the introduced species?
Oh, yeah, hugely. Australia actually has more than 60 species of native rodents. They, unlike marsupials, they weren't part of the big landmass of Gondwana at the time, 60 million years ago or so. The rodents actually got here island hopping from Indonesia when there was sea level drops, and it happened in two waves. During about 3 or 4 million years ago, they got here and then they radiated out into a whole bunch of different species. Many of those are little mice type things, but it also includes the water rat. And then about a million years ago, we got other rattus type animals, so they're very much like the black rats, but they're still native. You know, they've been here a million years. So the water rat is very different to black rats in that they're a kilogram or more in size, whereas a black rat is only about 200 grams. So they're five times big, they're carnivorous, and really they're filling the same niche as an otter. We don't have any of the otter-like animals in Australia. They never got here, maybe thankfully. So the water rat is filling that niche. It's got webbed feet, swims around in fresh water and sort of brackish and even salty water, and foraging on all sorts of things. They're carnivorous, so they've got carnivorous teeth adaptations. People can spot them and know that they're different. It'll look like a rat. They'll have a really thick tail with the top third of it being white, which is quite unique.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're studying footage. So describe what happens in this footage that you're studying.
Yeah, well, it's really unique footage, really, and that's why we kind of published it, because it's really hard to capture interactions between sort of cryptic small things in the bush. It's really hard to actually see those things happening, and it's really hard to see predation events. Even though everyone's used to watching African documentaries where it's all happening out in the Serengeti with big things, these small things, it's hard to pick up. And what we were doing is we were surveying around Sydney Harbour and the national parks and bushland areas to try and understand whether or not the presence of water rats, which are big and aggressive and carnivorous, would reduce the activity of black rats. And we caught this footage of a black rat that had showed up to one of our camera trap stations, sitting there completely unaware, but you can see in the background two little eyes moving just up and down a little bit, and then after a few seconds it launches an attack on the rat. And, you know, black rat remains have been found in water rat stomachs, and so this kind of strongly suggests that the water rats are not just kind of strong competitors, they're possibly predators, enough to really create fear in the black rats so that they won't go to places that are kind of occupied by the water rats. And we've got correlative evidence that does suggest where you have a high activity of water rats, you tend not to see very many of the introduced rats.
Does that mean that we should all have a native rat in our backyard?
Well, the water rats, the Rocalli, they do visit backyards. We've been doing work around Sydney, Northern Beaches areas, putting cameras in backyards. The residents allow us to do that. And we sometimes set traps, and water rats have been trapped, but they tend to want to stick to the bush. They tend to want to live in the natural environment, particularly close to water sources. So you could, if you lived near bush and you had, you know, there's a chance that, you know, you've got a creek nearby, there's a good chance that it's the right sort of habitat for water rats. And it's good to definitely think twice about using poisons to control the introduced rats, because you may inadvertently poison a native water rat, either by coming and eating the poison and dying, or by eating a poisoned introduced rat. So that's what we're trying to sort of get the message out there.
Mm.
The native species in Australia can help out with keeping the sort of natural environment free from some of these introduced species.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why they're native, aren't they?
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, they've evolved to live in the bush. And really, the black rat, you know, to be fair, it's evolved to live in the cities. So the city is really its natural environment. And we've kind of got to recognise that a little bit, that
yes,
it's kind of evolved to live there. But it's when they spill over into the natural bushland, and then they start to do kind of, if you like, unnatural things. They start to have impacts on things which aren't used to them being in the system. And that's what causes the problems we've got to manage.
Yeah. Well, look, thank you so much for joining me, Peter.
It's a pleasure.
It's always good to know about rats.
Yes, indeed. Anything I can do to promote better knowledge of rats in Australia.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much.
All the best.
That was Professor Peter Banks joining me to chat about a landmark discovery of footage documenting a rat turf war happening right under our noses. For more information, head over to 2SER.com, where we'll have the full story with links to his study.